This is a production of Independent Living Aid.
ILLA. Hi, everybody. This is the Island Techie Steve from Independent Living Aid Soundbites, coming to you once again with another podcast for your active independent lives. We're going to be talking today about the Moshi Voice Controlled Talking Alarm Clock. It's item number 247519. The price of that is $49.95 plus shipping and handling. You can check it out by visiting www.independentliving.com. Or if you like more technical information, don't hesitate to call us and speak to our technical support department at 1-800-537-2118, and you would choose option 5. So, without further ado, let's get right into it. Let's talk about this clock. Let's talk first about what it looks like. Let's get the particulars out of the way, and then we'll let you hear the wonderful, clear female voice that it offers. For those of you who are totally blind, imagine a 5x7 picture that stands on a stand. The clock is about an inch thick on top, and at the base is about 3 to 4 inches thick. It's about 6 inches wide or so at the base. You can either touch the clock, the screen, because it is a touch screen, or touch the top of the clock like you're pressing it down, or you can use voice activation. Be reminded, though, for those of you who first interact with the clock, though the clock runs on 3 AAA batteries, in order to use your voice for the clock and saying the keyword, Hello Moshi, then you must have it plugged into the AC adapter. Inside the box is the clock itself, the AC adapter, and also instructions. The instructions are available on our website as we speak. And again, you would go to independentliving.com and search for item number 247519 and locate and click on the link that says Tell Me More. Not only will you find the text instructions for this clock, but you also will find several MP3 files that you can click on so you can hear what the clock sounds like. The clock, as I said before, has a clear female voice. It has several voice commands that you can use to set the clock's time, alarm, the sleep sound, the alarm sound, etc. You can identify what today's date is by your voice, as well as what the current temperature is. On the note of the temperature, as a default, the temperature is set to Fahrenheit. However, if you live outside of the United States or prefer Celsius, you can very easily and manually change the temperature from Fahrenheit to Celsius. So, without further ado, let's take a listen to the clock and let's see what time it is. Hello, Moshi.
Welcome. Command, please.
Time.
The time is 12:05 p.m.
And for your information, this is being recorded on an Eastern time. But I just noticed that the time is incorrect. So let's set the time. Hello, Moshi.
Command, please.
Set time.
Tell me the current time.
12:06 p.m.
The time is now set to 12:06 p.m.
Isn't that absolutely amazing that you can do this without touching the clock? Without any manual interaction, you can set the clock's time and identify what time it is. So let's see what else. Let's say, for instance, I want to set my alarm for tomorrow morning at 5:30 a.m. Hello, Moshi.
Command, please.
Set alarm.
Tell me the time you want the alarm to sound.
5:30 a.m.
The alarm is now set to 5:30 a.m.
And if you want to make sure that you did it right, let's check this out. Hello, Moshi.
Command, please.
Alarm.
The alarm is set to 5:30 a.m. The alarm is on.
So you heard a sound there. It's one of the 3 sounds that you could use to set yourself to wake up every morning. Let's check that out. Hello, Moshi.
Command, please.
Alarm sound.
To choose an alarm sound, say alarm 1, alarm 2, or alarm 3.
Alarm 1. So now we set the alarm to a little easier sound. You don't want to wake up too abruptly in the morning. And you know, without having the first cup of coffee, it makes it kind of rough waking up in the morning. And no one really wants to get up in the morning anyway. But let's see what else. It also has an array of sleep sounds that you can fall asleep to to relax. If you just want to take a 20-minute nap or you want to take a long snooze or whatever, you can listen to these sounds and just relax and imagine that you're peacefully just dreaming all the hard things that you experienced throughout the course of your day away. So let's check this out and see what they have to offer. Hello, Moshi.
Welcome. Command, please.
Sleep sounds.
To choose a sleep sound, say sound one, sound two, or sound three.
Sound one. So now that I have this sleep sound set, I want to play the sleep sound, and I'll tell you more about that as we go along. Hello, Moshi.
Command, please.
Play sleep sound. So as you can hear the sleep sound, and I'm going to let you hear this a little more up close and personal. That would relax me entirely. I would be probably sleeping within 3 minutes. However, if you lay there for about 5 or 10 minutes and you're like, you know, I've heard enough of this, I don't want to listen to it anymore, all you have to do is reach over and touch the clock itself and it shuts off automatically. Your alarm sounds, by the way, does work on a snooze, and you can turn off your alarm sound at some point with your voice. With the alarm sound, if you touch the clock, it will snooze for 9 minutes and then play it again. Incidentally, the alarm sounds will also ascend in level, in sound level, as it starts up. So when it first starts up in the morning, when you wake up tomorrow morning, say for instance at 5:30, and your alarm sound is going off, it will start off softly, then get louder, until it's so loud, but not loud enough that it's going to become annoying. The sleep sounds, as well as the alarm sounds, are very unique. It's wonderful that you're able to control them with your voice and choose what you want to listen to. So you have choices there. Let's also see what else the Moshi clock can do. Hello, Moshi.
Welcome. Command, please.
Today's date.
Today is Wednesday, November 26, 2008.
Thank you. Hello, Moshi.
Command, please.
Temperature.
The temperature is 75 degrees Fahrenheit.
So there I heard the temperature in Fahrenheit. As stated previously, you can manually change the temperature. Prefer Celsius, you can change that manually. Again, I will refer you to our text manual for this clock on independentliving.com. Item number 247519. This clock also has a very unique feature and very precise feature that allows you to hear what commands you can use. The clock also features a night light, and for those of you who are low vision that would prefer a night light, you can turn it on and off with your voice. Hello, Moshi.
Welcome. Command, please.
Night light. So now the night light is on. If I said it again, it would be off. But let's see what else. Let's go into the help feature. Hello, Moshi.
Command, please.
Help.
You can say time, set alarm, alarm sound, play sleep sound, today's date, temperature, night light, or help. In between the alarm, say turn off the alarm.
If you get an error message, you'll hear this.
Sorry, I didn't recognize your command.
Cancel. When in doubt, as I just stated there, you can say cancel. That will put the clock back to sleep. This podcast of the Moshi voice-controlled talking alarm clock has been brought to you by Independent Living Aid Soundbites. For more information about this item, item number 247519, or any of our other outstanding products, please give us a call at 1-800-537-2118. Or on the web, check out Independent Living Aids at www.independentliving.com or Soundbites at www.soundbites.com. I'm the Island Techie and hope you've enjoyed this broadcast, and we'll see you next time on the podcast. And thanks again.
This is a production of Independent Living Aids.
I-L-L-A-L.